Welcome to the Limitless Health Podcast. In today's episode, we speak with Dr. Jack Kunkel, an alternative medical doctor. After facing his own health challenges, he made the dramatic transformation from being a paramedic to working in natural health. During this episode, we will also discuss the importance of a holistic approach to health, the impact of toxins, pathogens, and emotions on well-being, and the limitations of traditional medical approaches. You'll also hear about Dr. Kunkel's personal journey, his expertise in addressing underlying health issues, and the transformational power of frequency medicine. We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Today, we have a special guest, Dr. Jack Kunkel, and really excited to talk to you about a bit of your story and how you're helping people today. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I love the work. I mean, you guys are right in my field.
Exactly. And that's, we like to bring together lots of other practitioners because it's good for people to know that they do have options. And from a Western medicine perspective, I mean, we chatted a little bit before this episode, just from the perspective, many people think there's nothing else I can do. And so that's the purpose of this podcast and what we're sharing with people. Looking you up a little bit before the show, I saw that you were a paramedic and ran an ambulance business in the past.
Oh yeah, it was many years ago.
And now you're in natural health. Like, how did that, most people have like a turning point transition that happened for them. What was yours?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a long story, but it's all the typical things, you know, you just wake up one day and next thing you know, you're depressed and your thyroid's off and your adrenals are off and you go to this functional medicine doc and this doc. And then it's like, you're just in this loop and nothing works. So yeah, that was part of the reason why I was sick as well. This is many years ago. I was a professional drug-free bodybuilder, so I didn't take steroids, and I burnt myself out. And then I was working on an ambulance a lot, way too many hours, and I just ruined my health. And I had to dig my way out. So that's how I ended up here. Yeah, so that was 14 years ago. Yeah,
wow,
in 14 years.
Crazy. I think that story would probably speak to a lot of people because I know of personally a lot of people who are just constantly on the go. They're constantly doing things with work, family. And I can see that there's burnout. They're dealing with health issues, immune issues. And at what point will they realize that they need to do something different?
Yeah. And there's always a breaking point. And we all get caught up in the life stuff. I mean, I'm a busy dad. You know, I got my two boys and, you know, one of my sons is playing soccer 6 days a week. I mean, it's just nonstop. I could be here pushing on arms and treating patients, you know, all day and night. I mean, it's nonstop, but it speaks volumes to the stuff that we do because, I mean, I'm pretty much booked out of this month almost. And I have a lot of time on my schedule and it's all cash. So it just shows how, you know, much when you get into the natural health, how it works and how we treat people and we get them better.
Yeah. And that's something a lot of people that come to us as well. It's like, I've been going to my doctor, I've been put on all these medications, but I'm not getting better. They're not listening to me. They're not hearing what's going on. They're just like, oh, just take more medication, just take another prescription. And then they start getting worse. And no one's looking to see why. What's the reason that you're having the problems that you're having? So I think it's really important, the work that we do. Like you said, you could push on arms all day long. And a lot of the times when you start talking to someone, they're like, how does that even work? Especially the virtual side of things. But understanding that we're not really separated by distance in a sense, right? It's we can help people and we are helping people and embracing and realizing that just because the things you've been told and led to believe are the solutions, if they're not working, you need to start questioning those beliefs, not questioning the woo-woo practitioners who are doing something different, right?
Yeah, part of my PhD is in quantum, you know, physics and quantum entanglement. There was the Nobel Peace Prize 2022 for physics was given out to three scientists for that exact thing. Everything's energy. Energy cannot lie. So when I muscle test, and but I'm always using my finger and muscle testing. And I tell people, look, I mean, just like I'm muscle testing, you know, I'm talking to your other than conscious mind that has all the answers, but it doesn't speak English. You could just ask it a yes, no question, as long as you know what you're talking about. And then I use some technology like iMate where, you know, I'm scanning 3,000 things and I can muscle test that to, you know, go through it. But, you know, that's the key factor is energy does not lie. And what I really base the practice on is three things we always want to look at. And not all the time I can get to all three of them, especially in a shorter session. But all diseases from toxins, pathogens, and emotions. I mean, that's really the bottom line of, you know, disease or, you know, your body out of ease. But then what I'm finding a lot in the practice is if anybody's just out there listening, when was the last time when you went to your medical doctor? And medical doctors have a great role in society. And I have a ton of friends that are medical doctors. So I'm not like, this isn't like a bashing session, but when was the last time you were checked for Lyme and the co-infections, you know, at your practitioner? When were you checked for mold? When were you checked for parasites? And if they did, was the testing accurate? Because we can get into statistics and how accurate a lot of that testing is. And as far as I see every day and the people that I've taught, I've taught for CellCore, the muscle testing, the foundational medicine and all that. I mean, the people that I've interacted with and at medical conferences, they're telling me it's not, you know, not very accurate either, you know, depending on the type of test. But these are kind of, you know, when we look at toxins, pathogens, and emotions, and then you look at these three groups of toxins that are not really looked at. So, you know, I mean, what do we do? a lot of these illnesses that I'm seeing, you know, I had a guy in here with Bell's palsy. He had Lyme. It wasn't Bell's palsy. I mean, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't diagnose anybody. I'm not going to say that to him, but it was purely Lyme. It was not Bell's palsy. And this is just one example, you know, the chronic fatigue, you know, is it Epstein-Barr or is it mold?
Yeah. Right? And a lot of, like you said, a lot of the tests that the medical doctors are going to run, it's like, sometimes it will pick it up, but not always. Yeah. And the difference with frequency medicine is if you're testing for the frequency of this, again, it's not diagnosing, treating, curing. That's not in our scope of practice either, but it's, if you're testing there's the frequency of that in your body. And that's the reason that organ's not functioning properly. Your body is trying to tell you in non-English, as you mentioned, this is the problem. This is what I need help with. And then the label of Bell's palsy, well, if we can clear the problem that's causing the symptoms you're dealing with, that's when people start to actually get better. So that's really, I hope that's something that will make sense to people, but it's all energy. It's all frequency. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It's how can we pick up on where are the imbalances and what's causing it. So very interesting. I also saw something on, I think it was an Instagram reel that Amanda had sent to me. And that's when it was like, we need to get this guy on our show. Where you were talking about how when you were a kid, you had dyslexia. And that had led to some other things in your life. And we see a lot of parents and people, young people, who are dealing with things like this and don't know there's anything that they can do. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, it was growing up, it was tough. I mean, I mean, you could ask my mom, she'd, oh God, he struggled, you know. I couldn't read. Spelling, writing, I mean, I wrote my book twice. And it's not like I am a great writer. That's not the case, but I'm a pretty good writer now. When I tell you, I mean, I was almost held back. I was diagnosed with dyslexia and learning disabilities. And I struggled. I mean, I struggled all the way until I figured out, I mean, even later in life, until like my late 20s, where I figured out, okay, here's what I have to do with my brain. You know, I'm 47 now, like to make it work. And it's been nonstop. I mean, it's a constant evolution, but when you're a kid, it really sucks, you know, because you're in school, you're with all these people and they're just clearly smarter than you. And that's really what you think, but my brain was really just jacked up. I mean, it was poor eating, a lot of stress, a stressful home life, you know, not horrible. I mean, people have way worse than me. But my brain was jacked up, traumas. I remember starting to unpack this. I was doing an emotional code session and I was having all this neck pain. And my practitioner, she's like, hey, like it was something when you were 11 years old. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. She says, you have trauma on your neck. And I'm like, oh, I remember my friend, his brother was 16 and he picked me up over my head and slammed the back of my head on the concrete. Well, I was a kid. I was scared to death of him. And I remember hurting, but I forgot about that. I'm a guy, I repressed everything and then, you know, blow up later in life, I guess. That's what we do. So yeah, I really had to unpack a lot with my brain. I mean, it really does work a lot better. And that goes from everything from pulling out toxins in the brain to lowering inflammation, changing the diet, lowering stress, sleeping correctly, a little hyperbaric. I've used different supplements like stuff from like Cellcore and Brain Factor from Thorne, Cellcore, BCATP, things like that, pulled some metals out of the brain, just reconditioned the brain and even a little hyperbaric, just to train the brain back online. I did some neural feedback. I didn't love it. I didn't see a huge result. But you know, the main things I would say, and I exercise, you know, exercise, sleep, the foods, certain supplements that get stuff out of the brain. So I tested everything that was wrong in the brain and just cleared that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it seems to work a lot better now.
It's an amazing turnaround. Cause I'm sure there are parents that will be listening to this and it's a very important message that you're sharing. Because you, in your Instagram reel that we found, you mentioned you had like zero hope.
Yeah.
So for any kids out there who are experiencing the same thing, to see how you could turn it around, it doesn't have to be that way. Like, what message do you have for those parents, those kids?
My message, if I could do it, everybody, and that's the generic thing. But my message really is to them, if you really want it, it's not going to be easy to do it. And that's just the God's honest truth. Mm-hmm. But there are people out there that can help you and guide you. And that was always a passion of mine, but I never was able to express it correctly. That reel was really like, I don't even know how it came out of my mouth, to be perfectly honest with you.
That's how that happens, right? Things just stream out of you and you don't even know what you said.
Yeah. So I honestly, I was like, oh, I'm embarrassed. I can't. And then I just said, you know what? God must want me to, say that at this point in my life, you know, maybe I should have said it a long time ago, but that's always a prayer of mine to like, you know, just let me, say what I'm supposed to at the right time for the right, you know, for the goodness of humanity.
No, exactly. I think it was great that you shared that, very much so. And that's what led us to today. Cause that was the message, like, yep, you need to be on our podcast. You need to share that message and any other message that you have, because you're helping many, many people. You've got an amazing practice. You were out of the States. You're in our muscle testing community. And I think it's great to just kind of expand and connect with people who are helping people change their lives.
Yeah.
Amazing. You mentioned there's three things that you focus on. I know toxins is one of them, emotions. What's the third one again?
Pathogens.
Pathogens, yeah.
Right, because I mean, if we think about how disease or happens, like we're born with toxins, mm-hmm. we're born with pathogens, but over time, because of the world that we live in and the wrong foods and emotions and all the stuff, and you know, the, what do they call it now, the chemtrails, they call it something different. It was just banned in,
I think. Geoengineering?
Geoengineering, yeah, we're quacks. That's funny. So anyways, like all of this stuff we're being exposed to, these toxins lower our immune system, stress lowers our immune system, lack of sleep lowers mm-hmm. our immune system. And then next thing you know, everybody has a parasite infection. Well, I know, how could I have a parasite infection? I don't live in Mexico, you know, and it's like, come on, you get bombarded with toxins every day. I mean, I try to be as clean as possible, and there's no way I could be as clean as possible. You know, I'm running a binder 8 months out of the year minimum, you know, doing the saunas and trying to eat clean. And it's been, you know, wearing a castor oil pack, not every night to bed, but you know, I'll use that as well. I mean, I really think we have to stay ahead of this stuff, mm-hmm. because once you're too far behind, once you got mitochondrial issues, I mean, that's when we get the big problems. You know, that's when we have, you know, you can get the C word. I was told on several podcast, I can't say that word for some reason. But you know, like that's, it's a metabolic issue of you know, and especially revolving around the mitochondria. And so we really have to focus on clearing toxins and pathogens and really focusing on emotions. And whether the emotions is, you know, you have a great counselor or you use Psyche or you use emotion code, body code, belief code, whether you use, I mean, there's so many out there, right? But it's about clearing those underlying stresses and then really focusing on like, hey, what is in my life that is not good for me? And how do I work on eliminating that? Yeah. So toxins, pathogens, emotions, and again, it's really the toxins in these emotions that are lowering the immune system to allow these pathogens just to, you know, these frenemies in the body that overwhelm us. And a lot of people don't understand is a lot of the, like even Lyme and the co-infections. I mean, you can get bit by a mosquito and have this stuff. I never been bit by a tick. I'm like, well, it's there. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I'm clearly picking it up, you know.
Yeah, just because you didn't see the bullseye doesn't mean nothing happened.
Yeah, but I mean, anything, most, a lot of these things with anything with a vector could pretty much cause most of, most of the Lyme organisms and the, you know, the cold infections.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are the people, I know you help a lot of different, but what's the main kind of things you help people with in your practice?
Well, it's a good question. When I was a younger guy, I was, even when I was a paramedic, I loved like weight loss and health and, you know, that like aspect, but I've been trying to get away from that for a long time because people don't understand the amount of work that you have to do. And like, one of my questions is like, you know, I don't want to measure and weigh my food. I don't want anybody to have to measure and weigh it. I think it causes eating disorders, but when people are grossly overeating or grossly undereating, like you have to like start focusing on macros and all this stuff for a short amount of time, then stop it. But so I'm trying to get away from that. But 90% of the people that come in my office they've went to every doctor in the world for every single illness, and there's nobody could help them. And it's everywhere from Lyme to GI issues to heart issues. Cancer, you know, the pandemic stuff, like, you know, all these kind of issues, but there's not one thing. And I mean, I treat, people that are pregnant to babies to my oldest patient's 91, my youngest patient's, I think 3 months right now. It's all the same. I mean, it really is. I mean, I was noted for weight loss for many years and like thyroid conditions. But it's really a lot of the same stuff, you know, and there's obviously a lot of different pathways. So, you know, if I'm working with somebody with hypothyroidism, you know, I'm going to clear and rebuild, and I'm going to use technology like IMAY, and I'm going to run all the different aspects of how to trigger their thyroid. So whether it's, you know, parts in the brain to the thyroid, you know, to the body, or so everybody's going to be completely different. But I don't have like a specific demographic, and I know like people in this industry, they want the, you know, you my specialty is I get out toxins, pathogens. I mean, that's going to be my specialty. And I understand how to rebuild the body. That's what I've always been obsessed with since I was a kid.
Yeah. Which is really important. And even when you're talking about the weight loss that you used to focus on, or the people that used to come to you, it's like weight is a symptom. If you're putting on weight, people will look at diabetes, cancer, all of these things as the problem. It's really the symptom. It's really the outcome of toxins, chemicals, emotional stuff you've been dealing with in the past. And so whatever the problem is, it's like we need to stop focusing on the problem and start focusing on what's got you to that point. Why are you having this outcome? And when we start to shift away from the perspective of, you know, I'm overweight, that's my problem, and start digging into why is that happening? Are you full of pathogens, chemicals, toxins, mold, Lyme? What is your body? Your body feels like it's in a war all the time because of all of these things. You're not going to live a healthy life. You're going to hold on to weight. And so, yeah, I mean, we usually try and ask that question about, is there something that you specialize in? Because some people do, and it's good to have someone, like if there's someone who's looking for help, but you help a lot of people. With kids, is there any sort of common problem that people come to you when it comes to children?
A lot of GI issues, failure to thrive, seizures. Mm-hmm. I remember a young kid. He loved my little thing I use. It's called an Arthrosim, and it makes a noise. And I remember he'd come in and he would love it. And he was having like 21 seizures a day, and we got rid of him in a week. And it was something that they just didn't look for, and we got rid of it. But a lot of times it's eczema, rash, failure to thrive, and it's all a toxin and a pathogen. It's always the same thing. You have to understand. I'm speaking to the choir, but you have to understand what exactly you're dealing with and how to get rid of, get it out in the right order. Like make sure the drainage pathways are open. Mm-hmm. Make sure, you have the right binders and you have enough energy in the cell to do that, and you're asking the right questions. Can they handle this? Can they, Like, what is the right dose? Yeah. And what are the other ways you could support it?
What you said was not just before is not a small thing. This child was having 21 seizures a day.
Yeah.
And you got rid of that in a week.
How
life-changing was that for the family?
It was very life-changing. Yeah, it was absolutely life-changing. And then, as we were working together and they were, coming down and stopping, I saw them within a week. I'm like, you need to go, because I was testing, go see cranial sacral, somebody for cranial mm-hmm. sacral. And then work with the things that I can't, I can't do it all. I can't lay my hand on someone like Jesus and cure them. I'm not even a smidgen, right? It's also like, hey, here's what's going on. So for example, I had a gentleman, we get people here all the time with different elements. Mm-hmm. It was a typical cancer patient, and they're like, I'm not doing nothing. And the stage it was already in, I'm like, hey, mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to help you this far. But if you're not going to do that other stuff, you need to do other protocols, like a pressed pulse protocol, right? Where you need to find this physician that could give you a specific medication. You need to fast and you need to jump in a hyperbaric for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And you might need to do that for 3 weeks if this is the route you're going. And I'll support you all the other ways and show you the nutrition and write supplements. And, he had some parasites, and I'll pull out the parasites and that kind of stuff. So I think we also have to know our limitations. Mm-hmm. And I think I made that, years ago, just make that mistake. Like, oh, I can help, I can help. Mm-hmm. We can all help everybody. But like, is it enough? And that's where I enjoy this space, because I don't think any of us have like an ego. It's always like, I don't care. If I can't help you, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were talking a little bit about the cell danger response earlier. We didn't say that name. And I think that's important for the audience to understand, is a lot of issues come from the inside of the cell and the mitochondria. And if you ever want to Google the cell danger response, there's three stages in the cell danger response. And what it's basically postulating is, when our bodies are under attack from toxins and pathogens and these frenemies hanging and causing misfits in the body, causing our cells, the cells, they get inflamed, and then the mitochondria and the cells, they come outside of the cell and they tell the neighboring cells we're in trouble. You have to be able to detect that. Mm-hmm. And when you're able to detect that, then you have to figure out what toxin and pathogen are, causing this issue within the mitochondria. And then how do we upregulate it? So recently, I'll do that. And if we're using like muscle testing, or if we're using like cell core muscle testing, we could go into the specifics that could be causing that. And I'll ask, I'll first come up to like the top part. So these blue vials up here, you're probably not gonna be able to see them well, but this is how your body makes energy. So when we teach muscle testing through cell core, there's a vial called MGATP, magnesium adenosine triphosphate. And we'll ask this question, we'll postulate in our brain the thousands, the best your mitochondria could be functioning, zero, like you're not alive, right? And this is your energy and your perspective of what it should be, because mine could be different than yours. So if they come in and it's we want it at 800, 900, and it's at, 100, I could pretty much think, understand the toxins and pathogens that I already found. You know, I found mold and I found cesto, you know, all these different parasites and heavy metals and all this stuff that they're in a cell danger response. And then I can clear that stuff and then I can go back in and go through the whole entire pathways of how you make energy and say, okay, you know, cytochrome C is off. You know, is it a mold, a toxin, a pathogen? Because something I might miss, then I clear that. And then I actually use technology called iMate, and I'll run through the entire, I mean, and this takes time, right? So this isn't like, this isn't one session. This is like, you know, we're talking months in and sessions in at this point. Then I'll run through and I'll say like, where is the issue within, is it in the Krebs cycle, the electron transport? Like, where is it? And then we have sheets of where, you know, in your cells, the enzymes, all the DNA, all the different structures, including, you know, cytochrome four, you know, like the last part of the electron transport chain where you need oxygen. So I'm asking all these questions and I'll run it on technology and send the energy to them. And all of a sudden their energy goes through the roof without doing a million supplements. Cause I've tried that, throwing 9 different supplements in the Krebs, you know, for energy, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't stick.
Yeah. Well, cause you're not clearing the problem.
Right? Yeah. So the clearing is the key.
Very interesting.
I'm gonna take one. Yeah. Of the three things that you handle, you mentioned emotions. Is that something you handle within your practice yourself? And if so, how do you do it?
I'll do smaller amounts depending on the time, and then I'll refer them out for like full sessions, depending on what they need. Mm-hmm. Like, is it something like super deep rooted where I could pick up on, but I don't have an hour to clear it? Mm-hmm. I'll send them like, hey, like I have several people, like you really should see this person for this thing. I could clear more surface level things in a faster rate, I would say. And I try to clear as much as I can. I mean, there's other things like, unfortunately, people come in with what I have to clear, like hitchhikers, bad energy on them, perverse parasitic cords, you know, entities, incarnates, discarnate, like those types of things. Where like, you know, I just, you know, we're taught to do that and I clear them. I mean, that's something I feel that's, you know, my job. It could get a little scary. I was getting rid of some heavy energy on someone and I literally couldn't say their name.
Wow.
And it, you know, it was very scary. But you know, I pray up and I, you know, I stay protected and clear it, and you know, I have full confidence of who's controlling the world, and it sure isn't me. You know, God is definitely running the show, not me. So I have full confidence. So I'll clear those things. It's like, because I don't, you know, a lot of people aren't taught that, and you know, different, you know, psyche or like the different modalities. So that stuff, I'm clearing on people constantly.
Okay. Is that a certain training that you've had for that? Or is just, I know some people just have a gift with those kind of things.
Yeah, I was trained in that.
Okay. Very neat. I know, because the emotion aspect of our health is so important, and more practitioners seem to be including that, or as you are, you have resources to help clients with that, because it's so important. It's such a cause for a lot of our issues that we have. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to include that.
I love that you have such a holistic approach with it. And I think that's the whole purpose of the holistic space that sometimes people forget, is that having a database or like a virtual Rolodex in your mind of people you can refer someone to if there's something that it's like, hey man, this isn't my specialty, I'll send you to someone else, but this is another issue that needs to be cleared. And to think like, no, this is my client, I'm going to do all the work on them. If you're not doing everything that they need, they're not actually going to get to the level of health that is best for them, right? So it's very helpful to have the different people that you can lean on. So I think that's really powerful.
That's what's great about our community as well, because we have so many different practitioners that we're connected with through our different groups. And it's just, as you asked about having specific clients that you deal with, this is the perfect way so we can say, okay, we have a client come to us and they're not quite a fit for us, but maybe they're a fit for you or someone else in our muscle testing world. It's awesome to be able to help them however we can.
Mm. Exactly. You shared a story of a child already. Do you have a success story of a senior that you've worked with?
Well, a lot of them, especially recent GI, Lyme. You know, and I think a lot of people a very bad Lyme case who went to there's a big clinic in New York that's, you know, very expensive, and they did a great job, but they missed a big piece of the healing puzzle, and it was actually parasites. Mm-hmm. And you know, there were several parasites that they just didn't treat. And you know, unfortunately, you know, Lyme and a lot of these co-infections live in the parasite. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had, you know, it was that clearing of the it was actually, I believe it was a type of nematode, hookworm or roundworm, something like that, that it was cleared. And then we were able to upregulate his immune system. And then all the treatment that clinic was doing would probably have worked better. But then I just went back from there. That GI cases, boy, I've had people that are constipated for weeks. You know, I mean, that's like a daily thing, you know, rope worm, cestodes, big parasites. I would say, I feel like every case is, so amazing, you know, I cleared a lot of parasites out of and opened up some drainage pathways as well as lymphatic out of the lady. Mm-hmm. And she lost 18 pounds in 28 days. Wow. Was rocking it, but would never change her lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't do the thing. So she saw all this great benefit and like, I'm healed. And then she'd come back, and then I didn't see her for 4 months. And then she'd come in again. I'm excited. I, you know, I need you. You got to help me. And then like, yeah. Okay, like I don't live with you. I can't coach, you know, I'm not your coach. I'm here to tell you, here's what we got to do. And those little things. You know, so my point is there's a lot of things I get in the office that we can immediately rectify, but it's also, you know, the client patient's position that, you know, they can't eat Twinkies or they have to exercise. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the toxic work environment, you know, the 16-hour days that you're doing, and your relationships with all these people that are toxic. You gotta take care of that stuff.
Yeah. That goes back to the looping you were mentioning earlier. You're doing the same thing over and over again. You're expecting a different outcome. You need to change some things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we did an interview with another woman actually recently who had said, like, it's not your fault. If you're dealing with health problems, it's not your fault, but you do need to take responsibility. Mm. And sometimes that's the hardest part for people. Yeah. Right.
It's a powerful statement.
Yeah. There's no magic pill that's going to help you. And if you're looking to actually get better and allow your body to heal, you are going to have to participate and take an active role in that.
And a lot of times patients come in, they're like, you know, why didn't you tell me about this product and that product? I'm like, because you didn't test for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could leave with 40 products right now and I might help you another percent. But mm-hmm. Is it worth you spending $400 a month on it? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. You know, so we do have to, I mean, when I wrote, it's Fat Loss, Not Weight Loss, it was like, I wrote this book to tell people I've had hypothyroidism for 20 years, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like, I can gain weight pretty easily. Mm-hmm. It's a job now, you know, and I want to be a body. I mean, I haven't bodybuilt in 15 years. I mean, that doesn't make me happy at all. It's just, I want to feel healthy every day. And you know, we as practitioners, you know, or, you know, what I'm specifically focusing on, toxins, pathogens, and emotions, I'm going to help you and guide you. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they have to do that work because, you know, they could blow it on diet. They could blow it on not sleeping. They could blow it on stress. They could blow it on being sedentary. You know, they could be an active couch potato where they work out a half an hour a day, but they're sitting for the other, you know, 18 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Oh yeah, so there's an orange cover one. It was rewritten. It's called it's Fat Loss, Not Weight Loss. It's the second edition. So I wrote this not to talk about toxins and pathogens, but it's the basis of like how you lose weight permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Without me, right? That's what it was for. It was built for, you know, people. Let me learn how to like sleep. There's sections on it. Let me learn what a damaged metabolism, there's sections on it. So it's a simple read, you know, so if you have a damaged metabolism, you know, what foods fast for fat loss, you know, macronutrients, kickstart your food addictions, you know, like everything, like the simple simple, basic, fun reading where you could pick up a chapter one day, like, hey, I want to learn about stress. And you read it. Or, hey, I want to learn about exercise. And you read it, right? And it doesn't have to go in sequence. But yeah, people like it because it's just an easy read. And it's just, I've been obsessed with, like I said, the human body. So it goes into a lot of the things that we don't necessarily have time to talk about, you know, how you work out, how you track your workouts, you know, how the proper focus for your workouts, you know, specific diets, why you should do specific diets, you know, why you should have, you know, fiber, fat, and protein in all your meals if you're trying to lose weight, you know, and how you should have a cheat meal. And like things like the stuff, like I don't have time to recite a book to someone if they're paying for a half an hour session. And my sessions are very inexpensive. I live in a part of New York where we have the largest refugee center in the country. So I very inexpensive. Like, so I get people healthy here, and that's like the goal.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah.
Where is the best place that people can find you if they want to connect with you and work with you?
The website is just jackkunkel.com. I started an Instagram page pretty late. I think we've been communicating on. That's Dr. Jack Kunkel. I'm hanging out there as well. Facebook, Dr. Jack Kunkel's Revolutionary Wellness. So people can hang. I post a lot on there as well. My business page that has a lot bigger reach. I post a little bit on Instagram or Instagram and Facebook, but any contact through the website, we're always on the website. We're launching by the time this probably comes out, my store will be done. So I have a lot of really cool specialty stacks for people that are looking for specific things. So that'll be coming out super shortly.
Perfect.
Amazing. Yeah. Do you have one key message that you would like to leave with people?
Yeah, I mean, I'll blend a couple.
Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, you really got to lean on somebody bigger than us, you know, whether that's whoever you believe in. You know, I believe in God, and I'm a Christian, and it doesn't mean you have to be a Christian, but you really got to lean on someone higher than you. And you have to. This is something I've been saying for 15 years. It's really what you do every day is what counts. And we are in this mindset, I'm going to take the supplement and I'm going to do everything perfectly, and then I'm going to go back to where I was. Lean on God for guidance that you could be consistent with all this stuff. So it's what you do every single day. That's what counts. And it's about making habits and patterns that you could stick to. So if we're talking about nutrition, yeah, like I'm addicted to organic dark chocolate, 85%. And it's salty, right? And I eat that at breakfast. I know it sounds weird, but I also eat arugula and eggs, and it's not the greatest tasting thing in the world. But I know that little treat at the end is going to make me happy, right? And like my favorite protein is like the standard process chocolate, vegan. Oh my God, it's amazing. I put this in my coffee with the breakfast. Oh, so good. You owe me that. It's so good. So it's about what you do every single day. That's what counts. And that's like when you're talking about, you know, nutrition, you make it healthy, you're getting rid of the bad foods. You're talking about a workout, you find a workouts that you like to do, the time you can do them. And it's not this constant struggle, because if you're just coming in for that, I'm going to do the 21 day fix, I'm going to do the 90 day hard. You see these people up and down and up and down, and it's like, be consistent. You know, I tell people, get on your knees and pray every day, you know, and do the work that you have to do. Because at the end of the day, we just want to be healthy and happy.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. I think that's a very important message. Consistency is key with anything, health, career, money, whatever.
Yeah.
Keep up with the consistency. So thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing your messages for everybody. I think they were really awesome. And I know people out there need to hear them. They need to keep hearing them, because it's such an important thing to... They may not be ready for it right now, but sometimes just a little sprinkle here and there, and next thing you know, they're jumping on board. They're ready to tackle whatever's going on with their health problems. So thank you for being on with us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. God bless everyone.
Thank you. So thanks everyone for tuning in this week. If you are looking for Dr. Jack Kunkel, we'll put all his information into the show notes. So please reach out to him if you are interested. We thank you again for being on, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Limitless Health Podcast. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed today's episode and found it helpful on your health journey, we'd love to hear from you. Leaving a review not only helps us improve, but also guides others seeking similar insights. Together, let's spread the knowledge and empower more individuals toward healthier lives. Don't forget to subscribe for future updates. Live well, naturally, and until next time.